if I go to the global re-entry to the kiosk, my receipt comes out with a big black X on it, and immediately a security man comes up and gets me, takes me to a passport official who runs my passport again, closes down his station, and takes me into this room. Into this room, there's the security officials, and they have a series of questions that they ask you. And my answer was no. They were like, have you come into any contact with someone who had Ebola? Have you touched any blood or vomit? You know, so there were questions like that. At that point, we had to wait because they brought an EMT in who then would take our temperature. After that, my temperature was taken. The man asked me, then what were you doing in Liberia? And the minute I said, well, you know, I'm working on setting up a transit home for Ebola orphans. And that triggered something because I was immediately taken from where I was, removed to the other side of the room, which is fine because I want everyone to feel, you know, absolutely 100% confident that we're doing what we should be doing to protect the American public. So at that point, they call in a CDC team. And I almost died. They put on the hazmat suits,